a ministry of Sharon RP Church in Morning Sun, Iowa. Check us out online at www.sharonrpc.org. We pray that this message will be a blessing to you and that the Lord will use it to transform your faith and your life.
Hey, welcome to Coffee and Devotions this Saturday morning. Let's see, it is January 16th. This is where every day you and I, we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we will make it through all of the wisdom literature. Well, this morning we are at Psalm 7. Psalm 7 is a beautiful psalm. Why don't we go ahead and have some coffee, pray, and get into God's Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your righteousness and how wonderful you are. We thank you that with you there is justice, with you there is grace. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, why don't we go ahead and look over at God's Word this morning. Let's turn there. Here we go, Psalm 7. Psalm 7. The title here is Prayer and Praise for Deliverance from Enemies. Real quick, if these videos are helpful to you, please hit that like button. Let's let Facebook and YouTube and other places know that this is valuable to you. All right, here we go. Psalm 7. A meditation of David, which he sang to the Lord concerning the words of Cush, a Benjamite. O Lord my God, I put my trust. Save me from all those who persecute me and deliver me, lest they tear me like a lion, rending me in pieces while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there is iniquity in my hands, if I have repaid evil to him who is at peace with me, or have plundered my enemies without cause, let my enemy pursue me and overtake me. Yes, let him trample my life to the earth and lay my honor in the dust. Selah. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift yourself up because of the rage of my enemies. Rise up for me to judge to the judgment you have commanded. So the congregation of the peoples shall surround you, and for their sakes, therefore, return on high. The Lord shall judge the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to my integrity within me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God tests the heart and the mind. My defense is of God, who saves the upright in heart. God is a just God. And God is angry with the wicked every day. If he does not turn back, he will sharpen his sword. He bends his bow and makes it ready. He also prepares for himself an instrument of death and makes his arrows into fiery shafts. Behold, the wicked brings forth iniquity. Yes, he conceives trouble and brings forth falsehood. He made a pit and dug it out and has fallen into the ditch which he made. His troubles return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down on his own crown. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Well, what a great passage. We need to ask ourselves, A, what is this about? B, what are we called to do in response to this? Or C, B, what's the best verse to summarize this passage? And C, calling, what are we called to do in response to these words? A, what is this about? Well, David is crying out for deliverance, right? He's crying out for God to judge, right? David is here saying that he's innocent of what Cush, this Benjamite, is saying, that he has oppressed the house of Saul, that he usurped the authority of the kingdom, and that he's done these wicked things. And here again, we need to be careful, right? We need to be really careful here. David is not saying that he is perfectly righteous. No, we can go to Psalm 32 and we can go to Psalm 51 and we can see that David readily confesses his sin. But there is such a thing as as situational righteousness, right? In which you're able to honestly say, I did not do what they're claiming I did. And there are times in which we're able to, after we've plucked out the log from our own eye, examined our lives, be able to say, I might be guilty of a lot, but I'm not guilty of that. Now, I think that's what David is crying out here. But I think also in another real way, David is speaking prophetically. The words of the Psalms are the words of Jesus Christ. And I think David, speaking prophetically here, is speaking as a type of Christ. And it's Jesus himself, as he's hanging there on that cross, who is able to say these words perfectly. Is our Lord the one who could trust in the righteous judge? Absolutely. Those who surround him, those who would heap up iniquity upon him, those who would mock him and ridicule him and claim all sorts of falsehoods against him, Jesus could cry out to his righteous God and he could say, God is a just judge. I think this is really beautiful and helpful for us. Because God judging righteously does not depend on us being righteous. Just think about that for a second. It is God who is righteous. This is what David says time and time again, that it's God who's going to be his defense, because it is God who is righteous. It is God who is always going to give the right testimony. It is God who is omniscient, and he knows everything. It is God who is omnipresent and sees all things at all times and knows everything. And so he is the one who can come to our defense. It is God, he says down here in verse 17, I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness. It is God who is the righteous one. It is God who does not take a bribe. It is God who is holy and will never see corruption. It is God who is above all type of malice and being brought to a place where sinners would judge. But no, that's not what God is like. God is perfect in his judgment and wonderful in all of his ways. And so I think this is a beautiful instrument in which David is crying out for a righteous judge. And isn't that what we want right now? Do we not want our leaders to judge by righteousness? Do we not want our leaders to judge by what is true? Do we not want our leaders to judge by what is in accordance with reality? Do we not want them to be pure? Do not want them? This is the heart's desire, is that we would have our leaders not corrupted by bribery, but that they would be righteous. But even when they fail, and they're going to fail us, right? We're always going to be let down by mere mortals. But we know that we have a righteous judge who judges and judges perfectly. And we know. We also know, you know this and I know this. We also know that our days are appointed for us. And after death, there is judgment. And that God is going to judge whether we are in Christ or outside of Christ. And so the question is, do you have hope in a righteous judge who knows and has seen everything? And will that bring you to your knees that you would cry out that God would judge you in his righteousness, that he would find you in Christ Jesus? What's the best verse for this? Well, I'm going to have a hard time with this. Maybe verse 11. Verse 11 is a hard one, right? God is angry with the wicked every day, and that's true. That's true. For those who are not in Christ, he is angry. But I think also verse 17 in my Bible, what would you underline? Would you highlight something different in your Bible to get at the heart of this passage? Well, last, we need to ask ourselves, what are we called to do in response to this? Let's wrap this up. What are we called to do? Will you cry out for God's kingdom to come here on earth? Will you cry out for God to give judges who will judge with equity and righteousness? Will you cry out like David cries out that you could be judged? Right? I think this makes us be two things, right? It makes us lean on God because we know that we don't have our own righteousness. And yet it also requires of us, requires of you, and it requires of me that we do walk in accordance with the new man, that we walk in accordance with the ways of Jesus Christ, that we walk in the light and not in the darkness. So do you cry out to your righteous judge? Do you cry out to God to give us righteous judges here on earth? And do you seek to follow after the righteous one? Let's pray. Father, we pray that by your Holy Spirit, we would walk in righteousness. We pray that when there is iniquity and evil in this world, that you would give us judges who would call sin, sin, evil, evil. We pray that you would give us rulers, judges, appointed and elected officials who would judge with righteousness and with equity. And when they fail us, Lord, we pray that we would not have our hearts crushed, but that our eyes would be lifted up to heaven and rest in you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, may the Lord bless you today as you go about in the peace of your righteous Savior, Jesus Christ. And I pray that you get to enjoy worship tomorrow with God's people. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon R.P. Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.